pirates fight, fight, fight. Give them all of your might. Pirates fight for the old blue and gold. The pirates are the best by far. Daring, courageous, and bold. Pirates go, go, go till they conquer your foe. Pirates fight and they never die. So now we fight for victory, for that good old pine tree high.
Aye.
Hey everybody, this is Moshe Fried, and welcome to the very 153rd episode of the Class Stars podcast. Today, I'd like to share with you my conversation with Derek Conley.
The big question is, how do teachers like us, who are being pulled in so many directions, with so many demands and so much to do, how do we make sure that we not only get through our lesson as planned, but also make sure that every child is noticed every day, and that each one gets the attention they need to succeed? That is the question, and the Class Stars podcast is here to give you the answer. Here is your host, Moshe Fried.
Of all of the podcast interviews that I've done, this one was so unique in the sense that typically I'll meet with, whether it's a teacher, a school leader, someone else in some position in education, and you know, we'll exchange pleasantries. We'll start off with some small talk, how things are going. Typically, by the time they're a guest on the podcast, we've already had a number of conversations, you know, just to get to know each other and to know that this would be a good fit. And then we kind of get into the meat of it, into the business of it, if you will, you know, to discuss the issues, the challenges of education, so on and so forth. And you can listen to any of those other conversations to get a better idea of what I'm talking about. But this conversation with Derek Conley, who is the principal of two elementary schools in Longview, Texas, was just something else. I mean, we divided the podcast into two episodes. Part one, which is what you're going to hear now, is really how it started, where he was just pulling people in who were passing by his office to meet with me. It was a Zoom call, and it was different kids, it was different staff members, teachers, assistants that he has, and it was all on the fly. It was all impromptu. Nothing was planned. Nothing was scripted, and you'll hear this. And the reason why I wanted to present this first is because what really struck me from the very first time that I met Derek, and we've been talking for over a year already, even more than that, what really struck me is his passion and his ability to create an incredible atmosphere in the schools, you know, where he is the principal. It's unbelievable. The feeling that you get there is just so positive, so amazing, and it speaks for itself. I mean, there's just no way that you can capture what's going on, you know, and we opened up the podcast. Usually the podcast opens up with a short introduction by me, then an intro music, and then we get into it. Here, I actually took a song that the girls were singing, the fight song of the school. And you can just see that there is such pride in the school. There's such positivity in the school. It's so phenomenal. So part one is, which is what you're about to listen to, is just different clips, different outtakes, I guess, if you will, different things that kids said, conversations that we had, and it's very, very informal. You know, it's really, you'll hear it. It's really very real, very raw. There's almost no editing done. I just cut out these pieces. And then next week we will have, you know, the bulk of it, which was Derek talking about the challenges that he faces in education and how he overcomes them and how he creates this incredible environment. But I just wanted to present this first, because when you listen to the other episode next week, you're going to hear not only a brilliant approach to education, but you're going to get a sense of the heart of it and what that does after listening to this episode. So enjoy this. This is a very different than anything that I've ever done before in a podcast. It's kind of fun. It's just, you know, the principal of the school calling people into his office as they pass by and just having them say things and interacting with me just off the cuff, just like that, very natural. So I hope you enjoy it, and then make sure to listen next week when we get the bulk, and that's a much longer conversation. We'll get into that then. So in the meantime, enjoy.
This guy's got a mobile studio, man. Is this not big time? I mean, hey, come here, kids. Hey,
girls, come here.
These are just what, this is what happens.
Come,
what,
say,
come
hi.
Here.
Say hi. Can you say hi?
Well, you got to get front.
Hey, how you guys doing?
That is boy walking by.
Do you guys go to the best school in the
got.
World?
Show me what you got.
Whoa, what is that?
Football tickets.
So when they act at a football game Friday, football's a pretty big deal in Texas, Mo. So
of course,
when they act right, hard work and respect, they get a chance to get a ticket and get a chance to go to the game for free.
Wow.
Bring their parents for free too. Family involvement.
That's why I went. This is my second time because last time in kindergarten they called me to go to the cheerleader.
I'm great. That's awesome.
Wow.
All right. Hey, you guys have a good day.
Do you guys wait a second? I have one question for those kids. I have one question for them.
All right.
I got a question for you girls. Do you go to the best school in the world? Absolutely.
This is the first year. Give me some fourth graders. Okay. Hey, this sign wasn't always here. I'm with full disclosure. We just kind of had a bare wall. And Hannah's one first year, working with our speech kids. And she's came here from Arkansas. And she's doing a great job. Loves these kids. And I just wanted to, introduce you to her because she put the sign up, number one.
But awesome.
Tell about this place, Hannah. What do you see?
I love the atmosphere of it. It's not your typical, like, the admin is very, like, in the higher ups, they're very supportive. It's not just, hey, you're alone. Like, if you have any questions, they're very supportive. They're there to find the answer for us. And all the kids seem to love it. And it's been a great atmosphere for me, especially for my first job straight out of college, because I need all the support I can get.
You know, that first job's tough, man.
Oh boy. Let me tell you something. The second job is just a little less tough.
Exactly.
It's just a little less tough. You know what I mean?
We got our diagnostician over here. They're having an art. So my office is right next door. So they kind of got to come over and help us set this. This is our studio, I guess, for this.
That's great. Yeah.
Thank you,
Hannah.
That's
amazing. Well, Hannah, welcome.
Little friends.
Best of luck.
I got a lot of little friends right here, too. These are my hype crew. Every morning, tell them what y'all do.
We sing when they do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wow.
So here's what they do. This is so cool. And this isn't the whole group. She's there every time. We got a couple of stations where kids wait for their teachers to pick them up. They're supervised. We have this one little area in the hallway where everybody walks by. We had a teacher there, one of our leaders. And this group of kids started out with about one or two of them. And they started doing chants when I'd walk by every day. Like they do. Go do the chant. Go, go, go.
Have a wonderful Wednesday. Whoop, whoop. Today is the
Friday.
Whatever our drill is, they do it. And whatever we got stuff going on, they do it. But then they learned the fight song. So we learned the school fight song. So then everybody comes by, they just greet. Nobody asked them to do this. They just started, and we started that probably a couple years ago, actually. So that just kind of builds. And the new ones wanted to come in and help out.
That's great stuff.
So, what's your name? Tell your names, guys.
Kaya,
Kate,
Avery.
So he just asked that last. We asked some first graders. He asked them, "Is this the best school ever?"
Yes.
So what do you like about it? What makes it the best?
It makes it the best that we have a slide in the school.
We got a slide.
It makes it the best because we can work hard and also.
Our next is slide pass. Did I tell you I told you we got a slide, right? Indoor slide?
No, you did not tell me about that.
Yes, so we got it all donated last year. We got it's $25,000. So we got upstairs. Wow. So, I know you're probably familiar with Ron Clark. So I had a resume a few years ago and this person said she was Ron Clark certified. So I started asking her about it. I said, we're getting a slide. So you know, we kind of go, they told me no, of course, quite a few times, the finance office, but we just raised the money ourselves. Took us a couple of years, but like you get slide passes, we do a good news call. So you, like she, like Kate just talked about, Kate's one of our mom's one of our teachers here.
Wow.
And she, basically, if you can get a slide pass, you know, and we just want to let our kids know, you know, why not have fun at school? You know, why not have
it? Sure.
And one of our themes is anything's possible at Birch. So, you know, the slide was the thing. Everybody told us we're crazy. I think we're the only, I know we're the only, as far as the installation, they had some churches, but we were the only indoor slide like this size in that they've ever installed in this, in their nationwide chain.
Wow.
What do you want to say about Birch?
I like Birch because I know that I can feel that my teachers appreciate me.
See, it all goes back to the slide, man. Teachers appreciate amazing.
That's so, amazing.
Mo, you got any more questions for them?
Yeah, I want to hear you guys sing. Let's hear something good.
Do the fight song.
Pirates fight, fight, fight. Give them all of your might. Pirates fight for the old blue and gold. The pirates are the best by far. Daring, courageous, and bold. Pirates go, go, go till they conquer your foe. Pirates fight and they never die. So now we fight for victory. For that good old pine tree high.
Hey. Full disclosure, so this summer, this is my fourth year here, I started thinking, I don't know the fight. I don't know the school song. Mm. So I reached out to our fine arts and our band director and asked them to give us a copy. So all our music teachers are teaching the kids. So on like Fridays, we play the fight song, and but just had some school pride, but I didn't know it. So I figured if I didn't know it, they didn't. What they just sang to you, I couldn't do because they've been practicing that. That's a little bit still having pride in our community.
Great. That is amazing. Well, you kids enjoy the rest of your day. You guys look great. And you're so lucky to be in the best school ever.
This guy, let you guys know who he is. This guy has a mission of helping teachers connect with kids. So we're going to talk about our school a little bit more, but I wanted him to meet you guys because I want him to see what you're doing, Mo. These kids, their experience, it's up to us, but you, what you're providing, which, and I know you're passionate about that mission and that purpose as far as really, you know, instilling some systems. Because really, everybody talks about relationships, but what are we doing to be intentional about it? What are we doing to be consistent about it? Because we all have moments where it can slip our mind. I mean, and so being able to, you know, how to communicate affirmations, how to, and so I want you guys to know you're meeting this guy is, he's changing the world. He's going to make, he's got a software app that helps teachers be able to help kids and be able to acknowledge kids, praise them and let them know when they're doing things that are good. Don't you guys feel good when your teachers tell you good things? Tell them, one thing too, one thing's a little different about our school. Tell them how we start our day every class. What do you do with good things? Were you homeroom, your teacher with when you start with good things?
We start with good things by good morning greeting.
Good morning greeting. So what do y'all do in the greetings? What are your teachers? What are you talking about?
We have a button greeting, an ABC order greeting. Cushball greeting whenever we
go
to
cushball
something.
Right.
Funny voice greeting.
Funny voice greeting. So, but we want them to have, we have a designated time in our schedule where it's non-academic, total engage. We call it engage. So do whatever you can to connect with kids at that moment. And that's just a part of our culture. And it matches the teacher. So like some of them have different things they're talking about. They may do a game, but just something to connect with kids. And so
it's great.
You got to prioritize relationships, man.
Absolutely. Amazing. Wow, you guys are hitting it out of the park every time. Amazing.
They are, man. They make this job fun.
That's great stuff.
Thank you, guys. Y'all go have a good day, class.
Yeah, thanks guys for coming by. Have a great day.
Hey, we all close that door and we're out. Isn't that funny though, man, like that? Hey, see, that's what people don't understand. We want kids to learn. We've got to acknowledge everything. And so little things like that, like she just came back in to walk in and tell me because she wanted me to remind me that she does hype crew sometimes. So she wanted to make sure. So that just affirms to us that recognition is so important, man, for kids to know, and adults too, you know, and being able to be your system, man, and being able to track things is so relevant to not only meeting like the social and emotional needs that people have, but when we meet those, then we can get to the higher level of learning,
right?
Academic level. People want to follow somebody that they trust, that they feel cares about them. And so having a platform where you establish that connection first, then that gives that opportunity. And so it's funny, I just noticed her. I feel she wanted to say something and she wanted me to remember that she was in that. So, but I think how many times in the busyness of school, do educators not have time to look back and think about every moment matters? You know, I read something recently that said your school culture is basically every person's, especially the leader, but everybody, your 30-second interactions that happen all day long define the culture, the climate of your campus and the learning environment. You know, so what are you doing in all those 30-second interactions? And I just feel like the platform that you're building, Mo, gives everybody a chance to reflect and have some ownership of that and be able to know, hey, sometimes it's better than others. I got my secretary, Katie, help me with this, setting up this Zoom, because we had a Zoom and we did a Google Meet one time. And so it was a little different technology. She's always there for me. But I wrote her a thank you note 2 days ago and I forgot, it was still in my bag. And I remembered I had it in my bag. So what good is that affirmation if we don't take the time to remember it, right? And
right.
I think that's, everybody wants to feel that. And that's our responsibility as teachers and as leaders and as, building a human connection, man. What better thing can we do? Sure. Absolutely nothing that just happened so far with those people being here was planned. None of it. Now, they happened to be next door. These kids walked by. And then those two kids came by, and then so she went and got a couple more that were at lunch, but nothing, we didn't plan any of that. So that's what I think, I would love if anybody could ever just come to one of our schools because, sometimes I think that happens too in education. Everybody's in a silo, and you don't have that visibility. It's not like other professions where you're more open to learning from others, maybe. You know, teachers are the same way. They're in their room and they don't think about what's happening in other parts even of the building, much less another school. But there's always room to grow for everybody. And there's a lot of room to grow in relationship building. And we're always looking for new ideas and finding things. Like they just talked about the fight song and all that. I mean, whatever we can do, I'm open. And that's what I love about investing a little more energy and time into what you do with the Class Stars. Just, if you ever met Katie, come on. This person is awesome. Hey, I want to tell you.
Sure. Hey, so we've been in touch. We've spoken so many times.
Yes.
So last year we had our secretary here that retired. She'd been here a long time. And look at these applications. One of her references put, hiring her is like winning the lottery. it's no doubt. It is. She's like, and the thing is, I mean, I haven't yet met a thing yet where a challenge she can't meet. She actually goes all the way up to figuring out how to hang this sign and around some of the other stuff in here. So, but you got to have great people around you, don't you, Mom?
It's all about the people. It's all about the people around you.
It is.
Yeah.
So she's a big part of what we do here. So
awesome.
We'll make sure you met her.
Yes. Thanks. Great to meet you again, Katie.
You too.
in person, like, or face to face.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's always good to put a face to a voice.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right.
Take care. Be well.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Class Stars podcast. To learn more about our vision for education, subscribe to us, visit our website, take our free training, sign up for the newsletter, and follow us on social media. Join the revolution in education and become a Class Stars today, empowering educators one episode at a time.